to the Journal Coaching Podcast, where you can learn how to use intentional journaling as a self-coaching tool to create a full and flourishing life and business so that you can inspire and nourish others. So go grab your favorite drink and journal, and let's continue the conversation with your host and journaling coach, Nicole Annette. Hey friend, hey, how are you today? I am fine. Nicole here from the Journal Coaching Company, and I'm sitting in my car and I was reading a quote. And the quote says, "Most understandings in the world could be avoided if people would simply take the time to ask, what else could this mean?" And that's a quote by Shannon Elder. And what this prompted me to think about was perspective. And the fact that I'm sitting in my truck right now recording this podcast is just an example of how my perspective has changed on how I run my business. You know, in business, you hear, when you have a podcast, wait to the perfect time. You know, you have to have the perfect studio space. You have to have the perfect acoustics. You want to be quiet, and all of these different elements that you feel like need to be in place before you can take action. And truthfully, that has been the reason why I have not been consistent with my podcast in the past, because I'm waiting for that quiet moment. I'm waiting to get my words together. I'm waiting for that space that I could, where I could record without a lot of external noise. But the truth is, my life is full of noise. I have three boys, a puppy, and a husband, and we live in a small house. And so I never really have that moment without getting up in the middle of the night and recording then. But that's not taking good care of myself. And so I'm sitting here in the line. My son is currently in band camp. He's learning the cello this summer. And so I'm sitting here in line waiting to pick him up in about 20 minutes. And I say, you know what? Why can't I just record a podcast right now, an episode? Why can't I just have a conversation with my community right now? So if you hear some road noise, or you hear a truck, or you hear someone talking, it's okay. We're having a conversation. We can imagine like it's in the park or in a coffee shop where there's going to be some noise. And so I just want to show up more for myself, you know, without having to have, you know, work through the lenses of perfection or having everything at a perfect level before I take action. So here we go. This all fits in. I'm drinking my coffee too, so you may hear some of that. But this all just, it ties into the conversation I want to have today on perspective. So I want to talk about what is perspective, and three reasons why perspective matters. So lately, I've challenged a few of my beliefs and views on entrepreneurship and how I run my business and my life. And from a business standpoint, and you can probably relate to this, I've invested so much time and money and energy into how other people do business, but I've never, really considered how I want to run my business. And I've always assumed that they, whoever they are, always know the answers. But honestly, I struggle with all the rules, and my hyperactive little brain could never like truly focus or fully complete all of the steps in someone else's program. And it was just so overwhelming. And I hit burnout more than once trying to hustle and get everything right. So yes, I make my money doing the things their way, but I constantly felt horrible, and I barely had enough energy for the things that were important to me, like experiencing nature on a daily basis, or playing the piano, or visiting friends, or simply being present with my family. So I decided to shift my perspective from their right way, excuse me, of doing business to my right way of doing business. And now let me tell you, I have so much more peace and clarity and energy for all of the important aspects of my life. And I feel rested and I take care of my physical, mental, and emotional health. And I still get to make a difference in other people's lives. So I want to ask you, is there something you've been struggling with in your life and business? Think about that. And perhaps you need a simple shift in your perspective for everything to fall into place. So what I'm thinking, what I will be doing is in this short three-part series, I want to have a series called Change Your Perspective. It's going to be a three-part podcast series, and I want to walk you through the powerful impact that your perspective can have on your life. And the purpose is that I hope this series will help you find the clarity and the energy and the peace that you desire in your life and business. So there's a saying that I love, and you may have heard it, and it says, "What you focus on grows." And what this means to me is that, excuse me, your vision leads the way. And how you look at the world around you, it matters, and it guides your thoughts and your feelings and your choices. You see, our stories and past experiences are the lenses through which we view what's happening in our world, and these stories determine our perspective. So let me give you an example. Let's say you got called to your boss's office today. This happened to me, not today, but in the past, and you found out that you were being laid off. So, depending on your experiences with change and transition, you have two choices. You can either look at this moment as a big setback and a minor catastrophe, or you can look at it as an opportunity to find a better position and make that move across the country for a fresh start in a lower cost of living area. Or maybe you may view this as a chance to push you, to give you that much needed push to finally take your side hustle and turn it into a full-time business. And again, it all depends on your perspective, and that perspective has a huge influence on your attitude. And where this showed up in my life was just years ago, I worked for a nonprofit. And I knew that the contract had run out for most of the employees there, but I was one of the five that would keep our jobs. Like, that was what I was told. And so they asked all of the employees to come together in this central area of our workplace, and they passed out those little pink slips. And do you know my name was called? And I received a pink slip. And that set me back. I was like, what? And everyone knew I was part of the five that would stay. So we were all surprised, and I was devastated. And that was my first experience with being officially laid off of a job that I absolutely loved. It was my first time being a coach, life coach, and a career coach for young adults that were transitioning from like foster care, adoptive care, and the quote unquote system into life. And so these young people had so many challenges that they were facing, and it was in the inner city of Cleveland and just a rough neighborhood, and these young people had really rough lives. And to have the opportunity to make a difference in their lives, that's one of my greatest jobs. And so I was devastated that I will lose my client roster, my clientele, and you lose the opportunity to work with these young people on this level. And so at that time, as I said, it was devastating. But because I got laid off, then I got a job cleaning the dust off of this old, off the shelves in this old wedding shop. That sounds crazy. And that's another story for a different day. But what I learned while I was cleaning the dust off of these shelves, that's where I first started. The owner, her name was Debbie. She saw that I had potential because my mom raised me. Whatever you do in life, you do it excellently. So I excellently cleaned her shelves and organized her paper with like an old stationery shop. And that is where I learned everything I know about stationery and about creating and about making books and about making invitations and about letterpress and how to cut and how to fold stationery. Everything I learned was from that wedding shop. And so by the time I left the wedding shop, I knew all I needed to know to start my business, to start Journal Junkie and my Etsy shop. And so, in the end, being laid off was a blessing because my whole entire life shifted into entrepreneurship. And that was the last job I held. No, because I was teaching for a while at the college. But that was the last, that was only by option. But I never had to work again because I chose to take the route of entrepreneurship and craft stationery. But again, it was because I was working at this old dusty wedding shop, and that was because I was laid off. So these are huge, life-changing examples, but that's not the only time perspective matters. Perspective can play into the small moments of everyday life. And it makes a difference in all the small things. So, for example, if you wake up at 4 in the morning, you can decide to lie in the bed, get aggravated that you can't get back to sleep, or you can choose to get up and use those few precious moments of quiet to do something that you love, but maybe rarely take time for, like journaling or reading or something. Or you can even get up and start on a few household chores. So it just, you always have choices. And I love to say this because we always have choices, and you're going to always encounter these small little things and potential obstacles all day long. But by changing your perspective, you decide to embrace them and live a happier and more fulfilled life, or not. It's your choice. So let's look at why perspective matters. The first reason perspective matters is it influences your attitude. So how you look at a situation greatly influences your attitude. When you have an experience, again, you get to choose whether or not it's a blessing or a curse. When you're dealing with a family member, you can view your relationship as one more thing you have to take care of, or you can view it as an opportunity to spend quality time with a loved one. You have the power to change your attitude, and not just by thinking positive thoughts, but changing your perspective is something that you can actively work on. It can be hard at first, but again, like so many other things in life, it gets easier with practice. And so before you know it, changing your perspective to tap into the attitude you want to cultivate, that becomes second nature. So back to me receiving the pink slip, that experience shifted my perspective on transition and what change could mean for me. And so when I was viewing my when I the layoff through the lenses of devastation, that changed my attitude towards the people I worked with. I was facing bitterness towards my supervisors and those that controlled my life. I felt like you're controlling my life with this pink slip, and that's not fair. So I was very upset. You told me one thing, and here you're changing my life. And I really felt bitterness at that time, and I had to really work towards shifting and changing my attitude towards them in that situation. And when I decided to make a shift, that you know what, this doesn't have to be a loss. it can be a game. Then I was open to exploring other options, because I never would have taken a wedding, a job dusting shelves. I had a master's degree in education. So why am I sitting here dusting shelves for $9 an hour at an old wedding shop? I can do better than this. But because I had my perspective shifted, I was able to look for other opportunities. And I knew that the wedding shop would give me an opportunity that I couldn't have anywhere else. And so that, again, shifting that perspective, you get to choose how you want to live and how you want to feel and how you want to think about a certain situation. All right. The second way, perspective, second reason why it's important, is that it can show you new paths. So think of a time when you lost all hope and you were stuck. And you met someone, you had a conversation with someone who showed you a different way. Maybe you thought there was, for example, no way out of your mounting credit card debt until you spoke to a financial advisor. Or maybe you thought you couldn't qualify for a mortgage loan until you went to a bank and learned that about a type of loan that could work for you. Or maybe you thought that you were stuck in your job because of health insurance until you had a conversation with an entrepreneur who pays for their own insurance. And you get the idea, right? There's people in our lives that we have conversations with that can totally change the way we show up in our lives. So again, those are the big shifts in perspective. And when you are open to a shift in perspective, you can see new paths and new ways of doing things as you would as you go about your normal day. So if you open yourself up to the idea of listening to audiobooks, for example, instead of your favorite musical playlist as you commute back and forth, then there's no limit to the things you can learn by taking advantage of that chunk of time. By replacing a few store-bought foods with healthier homemade versions, you can lose weight or improve your health or discover more energy. So what I'm saying is that even the little things, like a new hack for peeling hard-boiled eggs or cloves of garlic, can change the way you cook and make a tedious job quick and easy. So I want to encourage you, as I am encouraging myself, open yourself up to observing the perspectives around you. Open yourself up to new perspectives and be curious about new ways of doing things. And you just be curious, because you don't want to miss those paths and opportunities. So every experience that you have is an opportunity to shift your perspective. Every conversation that you have is an experience to shift your perspective, no matter if you deem it as a negative conversation or a positive conversation. I remember when I first came across the term slow business, I was invited to teach a journaling workshop for a slow business summit hosted by my friend Ashley Bowden. And I was intrigued by the concept and I started learning more. And the slow business lifestyle completely changed my perspective on not only how I run my business, but how I live my life as well. And so again, stay open to ideas and opportunities to think differently. You never know when you're going to meet that one person or hear that one idea that will make a forever difference in your life. So the third way I want to share, the third reason I want to share that, how perspective can impact your life, is that your perspective affects your actions. Your perspective greatly impacts what you do. If you think it's too cold and wet outside to go for that daily walk, you may miss out on the opportunity to come back more relaxed and feeling better. And that in turn may result in missing out on a good night's sleep. But more importantly, you are setting a precedent to adopt the habit of skipping your daily workouts. So before long, one day leads into a week, and then months go by where you sit on the couch instead of moving your body. Like, we've all done that. But if you shift your perspective to make that morning walk a priority, I'm talking to myself right now, then you'll dig out your rain jacket and you'll deal with the discomfort of wet feet for a little while. You get your workout in, you sleep better that night, you have the energy to tackle whatever the next day brings. On a larger scale, your perspective can lead you to marriage or children or deciding to live alone. It can influence where you go to school and your job prospects. It can shape your decision of where you want to move and even how much money you make over the course of a lifetime. And later on in life, your perspective can affect when and where you retire and how enjoyable those golden years become. In short, shifting your perspective is powerful and life-changing, and it affects how you think, it affects how you feel, it affects your choices. So I want to invite you to pause and notice. And I want you to notice what's going on in your life in this season. So here's some field work for you. Over the next 7 days, focus on one area of your life and notice how your current perspective has impacted your life in that area. Don't judge yourself, just be curious. And here's a writing practice to support your field work. I'm going to share 4 prompts that will help you recognize where a shift in perspective may serve you. Prompt number 1, in what area or areas of your life do you feel friction, overwhelm, frustration, a loss of focus, or depleted? Prompt number 2, write for at least 5 minutes about why you feel this way in that certain area of life. Prompt 3, how do you want to feel in these areas of your life? Create your intention about how you want to feel in these areas of your life. And prompt 4, how might a shift in perspective change your life experience in this season? So, my friend, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. I hope this conversation serves you in some way. Tune in next week for part 2 of the Change Your Perspective series. We're going to explore 4 simple ways to change your perspective. Feel free to send me a direct message on Instagram and share your thoughts. You can find me at The Journal Coaching Co. The Journal Coaching CO. Thank you so much for listening and take good care. Hey friend, does the life you live match the life you want? If not, it may be time for a little self-reflection. I've created a beautiful ebook and journal that will challenge you to live your one life on purpose. Visit www.letswriteforachange.com to download your self-reflection ebook today. I bet you'll love it. Until next time, take good care.